This was the most exciting part. The paper was degraded around the edges and the corners, and also there were some holes, which rather than being sort of evidence of pinning or whatever, it seemed quite clear that it was just the paper which was degrading.
Okay.
It could have been also something which nibbled under the floorboards, you know, it's very possible. So just because I said the paper will be handled for some, you know, okay, it might be put on display, but archaeologists, conservators, they will be handling it. And it was with a tear, like once you have a tear, it's going to get worse,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
So I said, yes, I'll do this repair to stabilize the paper. And once again, because it's such an important find for Noel, let's give it the best it can receive. So the way that was done is using Japanese tissue paper, and there's different kinds of paper, and this one was a Tosa Tengujo, I think. And I chose it because of its thickness, because of its sort of the texture, but it has these very long fibers which extend, so you can cut it, you can decide how long you want those fibers. It's very stable, it's very strong, very fine, but very strong.
Sounds beautiful.
It
as
is
well.
So the idea was to make a backing for where there were the tears, just so that the paper has something holding it together. But the thing is, if you just put Japanese tissue paper, which is sort of whitish in coloration, and also translucent, it stands out.
Too much contrast.
One of the tenets of conservation is that your treatment should not mimic 100%. So any new materials you're adding should not be 100% identical, because then down the in the future, will people be able to tell what's repair, what's original? But in this case, because it's historic, there's an aesthetic to the paper as well. So I said I'll tint it. So I did that using watercolors. So then that you've got your backing paper ready.
Right.
Then the next thing is cutting the paper. I should point out that you don't cut your fill, so to speak, with scissors, because with scissors you get a very straight, distinct line, and the eye picks that up immediately, no matter how well tinted your paper may be. So you use what is called the wet cutting, so you get a very fine brush, dip it in water, and then draw the form or the shape which you want your fill to be in. And then once the paper is wet, you just tease it out